I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new documentary spotlights a pivotal moment in U.S. deaf history. Deaf President Now recounts a week of protests held in 1988 at Gallaudet University, the world's only liberal arts school designed for deaf students. Demonstrators took to the streets when the school's board of trustees appointed a hearing president over several very qualified deaf candidates. The 1980s were critical for the deaf community, as that's when deaf Christians started Door International to train and equip deaf gospel workers. This story continues at missionnews.org. Then suicide rates are higher among American Indian and Alaskan Native people than among any other U.S. demographic. But this year, around 700 Native young people came to the Warrior Leadership Summit to be equipped as leaders for Christ. Doug Hutchcraft says 43 people were baptized during the summit, so pray that these young Christians will boldly bring the gospel to their people. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.